Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2058. Why better brain health matters at every age. By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And speaking of things I do regularly, every Wednesday I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. Wednesday is the middle of the week for many of us, and sometimes we need that extra little push to get through the next couple of days until we get to the weekend. So here's today's inspiration. Quote, "Difficulties mastered are opportunities won." Winston Churchill. All right, and with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Why Better Brain Health Matters at Every Age by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Ask any healthy senior what worries them most about the aging process, and there's a good chance they will mention the fear of developing some form of dementia. As life expectancy has increased, so too has the expectation of staying healthy and mentally sharp and ensuring better brain health. But looking after our brain health isn't something to be thought about towards the latter half of our lives. It matters across the trajectory of our lifespan, beginning in childhood. Our cognition is how well we think, learn, and remember, which is why cognitive health, or brain fitness, deserves just as much of our attention as physical health and overall mental well-being. There is now a plethora of helpful advice as to what makes a difference. The problem is that as our understanding of how the brain works has increased, there's also been an increase in the amount of misinformation, hype, and plain old wishful thinking resulting in confusion. So what can you really trust to work? Brain fitness is not a magic pill to dementia prevention, and it won't turn you into a genius. What it does provide is a usual framework based on peer-reviewed scientific research to help us become more adept with our thinking skills, adapt more easily to our changing environments, and enjoy leading fuller, richer lives. Rather than seeking the next superfood or nootropic to enhance performance, brain fitness is all about making better, brain-healthy lifestyle choices to enhance brain health and function. Perhaps you've noticed it's easy to do those things we're already good at and enjoy, not so much when it's stuff we find challenging. You may pay close attention to your nutrition, but if your work schedule means you never get to exercise and your relaxation takes the form of plonking in front of some brain-dead TV in the evenings, then you're missing out on an opportunity to manage your stress more effectively and boost your mood. Our modern way of living with high speed, high pressure, and high stress can make the challenge of trying to fit all of this in, all of the things we intuitively know to be important, difficult. That's why it's important to take stock and reappraise just what's important to you. For example, if your goal is to advance your career prospects, then being mentally flexible, capable of holding and manipulating data to solve problems quickly, even when under pressure, is a must. Getting on well with people, especially those who we don't like or who don't like us, matters if our feelings of distrust or worry impact our performance. Developing good emotional regulation builds better resilience to stress and makes it easier to retain access to those higher executive thinking skills of logic, reasoning, and decision-making. When studying, knowing how to boost effective learning and retention of the course material will enhance your ability to achieve the desired result you know you're capable of. And no, cramming doesn't work. Period. Neuromyths abound, so checking in with what's valid when it comes to how to pay better attention, manage distractions, and get enough sleep will pay off handsomely in the longer term. There is a common assumption that brain training means online computer games. This billion-dollar industry clearly has us in its sights, but does the hype live up to the promise? It depends. While neuroscientists continue to wage battle over whether brain training does or doesn't work, online brain training isn't enough to retain and enhance our cognitive capabilities. Cross-training the brain involves physical exercise, learning new skills, and staying connected socially with others. Choose activities that provide novelty, variety, and a continuing challenge. Whether it's learning ballroom dancing, signing up for a computer coding class, or practicing your best Mandarin, it's all about driving neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to form new and strengthen existing synaptic connections between neurons. The harder the mental activity, the greater the mental stretch. So don't choose the easier option. The term use it or lose it is really about providing your brain with the opportunity to create a greater cognitive reserve and keep it functioning well for longer. Retirement can be a tricky time. The change in routine, reduced social interaction, and lowered mental stimulation can, unless you have pre-prepared for this transition phase, be associated with a rapid drop-off in mental sharpness, which is why staying engaged, signing up for voluntary or charity work, and continuing to do lots of different things is helpful. What does a brain fitness program look like? It's a framework that encourages participation in attending to a healthy diet, getting sufficient physical exercise, getting enough sleep, and managing stress effectively, along with keeping to an open mind, staying curious about what else the world has to offer, learning new things, and staying socially connected. Such a program may also incorporate a baseline assessment of present cognitive ability and basic information about how the human brain works. There is no one way of building brain fitness that's better than others. It's about discovering what fits best with you and your circumstances. The place to start is identifying where your pain points are. Which areas of brain function do you struggle with? Are you good with numbers, but hopeless at navigating your way to a new destination? Do you find focus a problem, or are you making too many mistakes because you're tired? Identifying what needs addressing makes it easier to prioritize where to start and which brain fitness tools to use first. You just listened to the post titled, Why Better Brain Health Matters at Every Age, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Do you happen to remember today's inspirational quote? You know, the one I started this post with? I'll remind you. Quote, difficulties mastered are opportunities won. And this was by Winston Churchill. Well, that was one of the points Dr. Brockes was trying to make in this post, right? Find things that challenge your brain a little bit to keep your brain healthy. Now, I want to go back to something else that Dr. Brock has mentioned, particularly her point about online computer games and games on our smartphones. She mentioned that these games may be both good and not so good for us. It depends. And Dr. Brockus is absolutely correct. When a game requires us to learn a new skill, then it's usually good for brain health. But when we start to get good at the game or used to it, it may not boost brain health at all. In fact, some researchers have found that daily computer game playing led to less brain activity. This is the opposite of what we want to happen. We want these games to increase brain activity. Instead, we can reliably say at this time that staying physically active, socially active, and consuming a diet full of fruits, vegetables, and omega-3 fats have all been, again, consistently shown to improve brain health. So maybe it is time to put the phone down and go for that walk instead. So with that, I wish you a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for another post, and that's where your optimal life awaits.